have one more item this afternoon, and that's this morning, that's 1257. Well, actually, it is this afternoon, but the morning's agenda, 1257.
Authorize a three-year contract with Michael Jenico, doing business as OIR Group, for the review of closed officer-involved shooting and in-custody death administrative investigations for a total not-to-exceed amount of $140,000.
Morning.
Good morning, Mayor and Commissioners. So here asking you to approve the...
Constantine.
Sorry?
Put your name in
the record. Oh, apologies. Constantine Sevier, a director of the Independent Police Review. I'm here on 1257 to ask Council's approval of this contract so that the Office of Independent Review can start its work reviewing 11 officer-involved shootings.
Constantine, I just speak for myself. We've been impressed with the annual report we get from this group and the quality of their work. Has anyone objected to this request that you know of?
No.
Thank you.
I have some questions.
Yes, ma'am.
First of all, it's a three-year agreement, but we really need some of this information as quickly as possible. Will we get anything from the consultants before the end of the 3 years?
Oh yes. So the plan is before the close of this budget year to have at least 5 or 6 of the cases out in a report. So the hope is right now we only have 11 officer-involved shootings that are open for us to review. There have been times in the past where there's been 20-something cases and it's been a big backlog. So the hope is by next budget cycle we can have actually no cases in the backlog and have them like when it's when you do it on an annual basis, let's say if it's a report out in 2018, it's covering officer-involved shootings in 2017 where when OIR took over this particular contract, there are cases from 2003, 2004, in 2011, 2012. So
we will get some of the data, maybe yes. All of the data in this budget year. No?
My hope is to cover at least 5 of the cases within this budget year.
And they would come back. They would be brought to council without waiting for the others.
Yes, ma'am.
And then it says not to exceed. If we can continue the progress we've been making and there aren't any more officer-involved shootings, does that mean that we wouldn't pay anything for that?
Yeah, so the OIR gets paid on an hourly basis. So this year there has been one officer-involved shooting. So if, let's say, the Police Bureau went on that particular track, there'll just be extra money within the contract that we wouldn't spend.
Thank you. And then this is one of the few times that the council gets to weigh in what's essentially an audit of one of the auditor's programs. And I would like to add to the scope of work their analysis of the timelines for each step of the evaluation, which we've been struggling with in the Department of Justice mandate to get the reviews done. So would it be possible to ask them to comment on that as well?
Sorry, I don't understand the question.
Well, they're looking into each case as to what was it properly administered, were the outcomes correct. Okay. I would like part of that to be looked at as how long did it take for each step and where was there a... Where might there be opportunities for internal affairs to be, or IPR to be tightened up so that we can get the cases done and potentially to the Citizens Review Committee earlier?
So officer-involved shootings and custody deaths, based on the collective bargaining agreement, IPR does not have the ability to investigate officer-involved shootings. So this particular contract is... was created in code so that IPR's role is basically facilitating a review of officer-involved shootings. And officer-involved shootings and custody deaths don't go to the CRC. And finally, OIR in their prior reviews, and I believe the PARC group as well, they look at timelines within their report. So in the most recent report, there are several cases where it took 15 months, 18 months for the case to be fully investigated and complete, and OIR took the city to task for that.
So that is included in this contract, and we can expect that as a deliverable?
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you very much.
Okay. Other questions? Thank you. Anyone else want to speak on this item? Come on up. Actually signed up for this one. Good morning. One more time. I'm Dan Handelman with Portland Cop Watch. And the city auditor apparently put out this contract bid and only received one response.
The OIR group has done good work in the past, but it leads to questions about the auditor's office and how they conducted outreach, that there were no other bids on this contract. We didn't know it was even posted because the IPR didn't include it in their monthly report to CRC or send it out in an email. We agree with the OIR group, who called to get rid of the 48-hour rule in 2010 and to stop saying suicide by cop, which is an important step forward. We've disagreed in their review that found officers did not racially profile Keaton Otis. They put out a report this January, and because of the vagaries of the old contract, they could only cover shootings to the end of 2013, which means even if they're able to crank out a report before the end of 2017, nearly 4 years will have passed since the first incident they're going to cover this time. I'm glad to hear that director is trying to speed things up. Of the 11 cases authorized, I feel it's important for us to say their names, and we're just going to cover the deaths because we don't have time to read them all. Michael Gregory Johnson, shot last November, had mental health issues, and the officers were given awards. Alan Lee Ballou, he was shot, and the camera footage, the security camera footage, was reviewed by the officers before they were interviewed. Christopher Healy, he was houseless, and he was in a neighborhood where someone had actually been helping him take showers so he could get on with his life. Nicholas Davis, also houseless. The officer tripped backing up, which also happened in one of the non-fatal shootings the next year. Kelly Swoboda, he was shot in the bottom of his feet by the officer who killed him. Notably, this contract doesn't include Chief O'Day's off-duty shooting. Now, Sergeant Greg Stewart's off-duty shooting at his home in Scappoose was covered by an earlier report, and I'm hoping that that shooting will be covered by the OIR group. I came in this morning, as I said, to find the doors were locked at City Hall. I think you need to ask yourselves, what role are you playing in creating the climate that fed the national election results? This is the true era of the bully pulpit. Use violence to keep the public from talking to you. I didn't suggest open communications every week, only when there's a clearly outraged public that needs to be heard by you. That will help de-escalate the situations. Because of parliamentary rules, Commissioner Novick, who voted for the wrong reasons not to support the PBA contract, can't ask to suspend the rules and reconsider the vote on the contract. But Commissioner Fish and Commissioner Fritz already said she won't do it, and Mayor Hales, you can be on the right side of history. Of 2 days left. Please rescind that contract.
Thank you very much. Okay, anyone else want to speak on this item? Then let's take a vote, please.
Novick?
Aye.
Fritz?
Thank you for your ongoing work. Aye.
Fish?
Aye.
Saltzman?
Aye.
Hales?
Aye. And we are recessed till 2 o'clock.